6.
No, you don't care what they're gonna do. You don't like worrying about things that are bigger than you. While your husband and children are sent off to war, you hang up your flag, miss, don't ask much more. You think your side is winning, but you don't know the score. They aren't peace in the East, we are the best in the West. We don't reason very well, wearing bulletproof vests. It ain't money that's power, it's knowledge that's king. Better open your eyes, sir, they ain't the same thing. You don't have either, and that's why you're down. They ain't never gonna change while your head's in the ground. They don't want you going anywhere except 6 feet underground.
Oh, the bees or something today. Got bumblebees or carpenter bees or something flying around all over the place. Probably kind of like what them Ukrainians feel like over there with all the Russian drones flying around. The United States of America, the U.S. government, been supporting the Ukrainians against the Russians for at least since 2014. We've been sending billions and billions and billions of dollars over there, and all kinds of advisors and these kinds of people out of uniform and all, you know. And now after the Russians have gotten fed up with that and came in, and Ukrainians even knew that they were losing. Hey, let's negotiate. Back when all this first started. And they had come to an agreement with the Russians and all. And then that Boris Yeltsin, taking orders from the United States government, old Boris Yeltsin, from the Biden administration, put a ixnay on that, say, well, we're gonna send you a pile of money and a pile of arms and all, and y'all can do what you want. And the Russians have been killing them ever since. Over 500,000 dead, a whole generation of young men. Now the Biden administration kind of doesn't know what to do. So what are they gonna do? They're gonna press on forward. You know, that crazy French fella, Macron, wants to send a bunch of troops in there and get us all tied up in another world war. He's kind of nuts. But that's the damn French for you. I saw a poll said Americans, less than 3% of the Americans would volunteer. There is a world war because of this Ukraine stuff. Even less than that, if Israel starts a world war. The American people don't support this thing in Gaza, the genocide in Gaza. But the mouthpieces and the Congress critters, they're all bought and paid for. So they want you to support genocide in Gaza. Here we are celebrating Easter. the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And there's a genocide. A genocide over there where he was crucified. Whole world's gone crazy. It's a beautiful day out here. Birds singing. And of course the dogs are playing. It's a Carolina Cup day out here in Camden Land. And when everybody dresses up in their Easter best, the fat women got the flyery dresses on. And everybody's happy. Oh, the big shindig, the Carolina Cup, where the poor people come out and play with the rich people. Oh, but it's fun. Doesn't matter what's going on. Give you a break from the monotony, being on the hamster wheel, being the tax slave on this plantation of Slavelandia. Check out all those bumblebees. Isn't that crazy or what? Out here at that Quaker Cemetery again. This is the Lutheran Cemetery or something. It's now part of the Quaker Cemetery. This is where they buried the unknown Revolutionary War soldiers. They don't really know who they are, but unknowns. It's an old place. War apparently is part of the human condition. War is only possible with the state. Why is there a state? Seems to me that everybody's trying to get control of the monopoly on force. And they think that without a monopoly on force, everybody would turn into a murderer. You got to have government. You got to have somebody to organize society and all. You look back and you say, well, y'all ain't done too good a job with this organization thing. I mean, look at all the mass killings and all that you've had. There's no one organization on the planet that has killed more people than the state. I see this, it was on Jimmy Dore the other day that you had, had people talking about communism doesn't work, and then capitalism doesn't work, and the reason, the main common reason is they both have the state. The crony capitalists, they're after control of the state. I mean, that's why you have lobbyists all up at Congress and all, trying to rent the gun of the state. In communism, everything's owned by the state and run by the state. Ultimately, it is the state that merges with everything, and you end up with starvation, poverty, and democide, where the government murders you. Look all throughout history. Every single one of these socialists, and fascists, and communists, and minarchists, and republic, all of them end up the same way. The great experiment. Had it failed? I think maybe so. Because inevitably, a monopoly on force is going to attract the worst of the worst. And they're always going to look to get more and more and more power. More and more control. Now we're seeing the multinational corporations, the BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and others, who intend to own everything. You got the Federal Reserve, which is not federal and have no reserves. Central banks across the world that are actually crony capitalists. Federal Reserve is privately owned. And so they created this thing in 1913. How did they create it? Well, it was the state, the monopoly on violence. It said, you know what? We're going to have a central bank, and they're going to be able to issue currency, just issue it, just fiat. It's by decree. We just say, you know, we're going to print this amount of money. So then FDR come along, and he confiscated all the gold. Gave you $25 an ounce, and I think once the confiscation was over, they bumped it up to 35. Stayed 35 till Nixon took us off the gold standard on August 15, 1970. Two, four, something like that. It's been Katie barred the doors ever since. You have the state being lobbied by the military-industrial complex, especially after World War II, driving us into bankruptcy, 895 bases across the world. Then the CIA, Harry Truman created that. Now, after he was out and in early 60s, he said, I kind of regret this CIA thing. They kind of gone off the rails. And they have become the president's private army. I think they control the president now. I think a president gets in there and they show him a film from a camera on Daley Plaza that nobody else has seen. But power attracts the dirtiest people in the world. The CIA have been the dirtiest of the dirtiest. Coups all over the world. You can't list all the coups that they've been involved in. And as Robin Paul said, it's the blowback. People don't take kindly for those kind of things, don't you know? And so then you have terrorist organizations. You know, the first real terrorists were the Zionists in Palestine. You know, in 1948, 47. Even before that, the Zionists were moving into Palestine, and killing the hell out of them people, throwing them out. 750,000 people displaced or murdered, and the houses gone. And the settlers, who claim to have a deed from God, weren't even from there. They moved in, took over, shoved all the Palestinians out into the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and now they're gonna genocide them. It's a crazy world. And they've bought and paid for you, Congress. But it's the state. It's the state's monopoly on violence and using the labor of the tax slaves on that particular plantation to do all their mischief and all. That is the main problem. You know, do unto others as you would have done unto yourself. Leave people alone and don't steal their stuff. You don't need government other than that. Anything can be adjudicated on that. You know, did he steal a bunch of money? Come on. Did he steal money from me? Did he murder somebody? Did they purposely do something that violated your rights or stole your stuff or whatever? Kind of interesting to think, what would the world be like without the state? Some people think it's scary. Of course, we've all been indoctrinated to believe that this is the way it is. This is the way you have to be. You can't be safe, secure without government. Look at from the time you enter school. It's been pounded and pounded and pounded into your head that you have to have the state. And you have to pledge allegiance, and you have to be patriotic, and you have to sing the songs and do the pledge. And America, America. Ladies and gentlemen, America are people, just me and you, just like everybody else on the planet. We've had it good, yes, we did. The experiment in free range tax slaves. It was a pretty good experiment. And then slowly and incrementally, the plantation walls, the fences were erected. Goes back to the best slave is when he thinks he's free. Do you think you're free? It's a slave planet, and it's run by a criminal organization called the state. Perhaps it's time to do away with the one thing that enslaves us all. Give something else to think about. This crazy world. This beautiful world.
No, you don't care what they're gonna do. Bigger than you, while your husband and children are sent off to
to war. You hang up your flag, miss, don't ask much more. You think your side is winning, but you don't know the score. There aren't peace in the East, we are the best in the West. We don't reason very well, wearing bulletproof vests. It ain't money that's power, it's knowledge that's king. Better open your eyes, sir, they ain't the same thing. You don't have either, and that's why you're down. That ain't never gonna change while your head's in the ground. They don't want you going anywhere except 6 feet underground. I believe in those dog-lying wolves on the screen, whose words you believe in, whose pockets are green. While you're green with envy, you guess it's okay. Promise everybody else is getting stepped on the same way. You think you have freedom, but you'll wake up someday. So they tax you and drug you and work you to death. They defeat you and cheat you until your last breath. Then they poison your body and waste all your time. Then they pull on your strings, but it's all in your mind. You think you make choices, but you're just last in line. They be churching you, schooling you, ruling you through, selling you, telling you what's good for you to do. They abuse you, confuse you, and use you each day. Then they paralyze you, sterilize you, that's how they play. And you trust them, you lust them, anything they say, then they make you their pet, cause you signed your name away. You think you have freedom, but you'll wake up someday, but still you play. Yes, you think you have freedom, but you'll wake up someday, there's just no way. You think you have freedom, but...